It's Jade Colfe here at the Colfe Man again from the No Holds Barred Sports Podcast. I had to chip in here at the Sports Rundown again. I could not ignore this John McEnroe and Serena Williams nonsense that is dragging on once again. Okay, the whole male versus female equality nonsense has got to stop. Okay, John McEnroe answered the question and basically said, well, no, Serena Williams is not the best player on the planet. She's the best female player on the planet, which is just stating a fact, because the females cannot compete with the men. So don't even try and go there. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous argument. And basically he was saying that where she would rate if she was to compete against the men on a full-time basis. And that's nowhere near the top of the game. So John McEnroe, keep doing your thing, and let's move on to the Wimbledon Championships and forget this nonsense. Josh, AJ, it's the Colfe Man, JJ Redick. I believe JJ Redick would be a perfect fit with the Houston Rockets. So, yes, agree with you guys there. I think that is the best place for him for sure. If I was JJ, I'd be calling the Houston Rockets and saying, hey, let's work out a deal. You know, for him to partner up there with James Harden and former teammate Chris Paul, perfect fit. I think JJ Redick in the D'Antonio system, I think he's a 20 points per game guy there, you know, as the third wheel there with the Houston Rockets. I think this is a great move. It's just what the Rockets need. They need a little bit more depth. I think the Rockets still should go out and find another blue chip guy, but JJ Redick would be a perfect fit. I think definitely have him at the Houston Rockets. I think it makes total sense. I think it's best for his game as well. It's Jade Colfe with the Colfe Man. No holds barred here, yes. And Paul George has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan, this is absolutely fantastic news, because he's not going to want to hang around in OKC after this year. There's no doubt about that. He'd rather be chilling in Los Angeles in Southern California wearing the purple and gold. Now, hey, look, don't get me wrong. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be wildly entertaining next year with Russ Westbrook and Paul George running around. But this is clearly a move from the Oklahoma City Thunder to sign Westbrook to a max contract. And, yep, this may be in effect, and I think they will get the job done there. But this is, in terms of Paul George hanging around in OKC long-term, I think that is probably, there's probably a 5% chance that that happens. And I think moving forward, this is there is every indication that he will be a Los Angeles Laker in the not-too-distant future. Josh and AJ, yes, it's Jade Colfe here at the Colfe Man, no holds barred, and I totally agree with you guys. This move from the Oklahoma City Thunder to get Paul George for next season makes absolutely no sense, and to be perfectly honest, I couldn't be happier about it. As I said before, being a Los Angeles Lakers fan, have been my entire life, this is just the perfect scenario that I just did not envision happening at all. Oklahoma City Thunder have really come from nowhere to pull this deal off. I think it smells of absolute desperation from the Indiana Pacers organization. You know, willing to just take on Victor Oladipo and the young big man Sabonis, who is just coming out of his rookie season. Now, Oladipo played his college hoops at the University of Indiana, so you know, that's very romantic. A little bit of sentimental value there. Don't get me wrong, Oladipo is a very, very solid NBA player. You know, I wish him all the best there in Indiana, but for George to end up in Oklahoma City Thunder, this is absolutely, I'm absolutely delighted about this. I have mentioned previously that the Houston Rockets, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Boston Celtics, all teams that are, you know, are serious contenders for the title next year. I was very, very, fearful of George ending up on a roster there. And even though he has said that he wants to join, come to Hollywood and run around in the purple and gold, that once he was in one of those organisations and, you know, they won 55, 60 games and made a run deep into the playoffs and, you know, to challenge the Golden State Warriors, that he would say, you know what, this scenario is not too bad here. I think I want to hang around. Let's do a deal here. And the Lakers were not going to get their man. But for him to go to OKC makes no sense at all for those guys to pick him up. I think the move is predicated on signing Russell Westbrook to a long-term deal, to a max contract. And I think by them making this move, it's to say, hey, look, Russ, hey, Westy, hey, take a look at this. We are committed to winning. We want to build around you. We want to bring in some guys. So I think this has got major smoke screens written all over it. But as a Lakers fan, could not be happier. I do hope they sign Westbrook to a long-term deal there in OKC. There has been talk of the possibility of him coming to the Lakers. Don't want him. Don't want Russell Westbrook anywhere near the Lakers. We are going in a completely different direction. Stay there in OKC. Be entertaining, Russ. Put up your numbers, mate. Triple-double, 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 triple-double. Get all the triple-doubles that you want. I'll be watching. And let's have Paul George play at the Oklahoma City Thunder next year. Be entertaining. They can win their 50 games, make the second round of the playoffs, and then we can get Paul George in the purple and gold with Lonzo Ball and two other marquee max players, and the Lakers are back in title contention. So over the moon with this move. It's Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, the No Holds Barred Sports Podcast, bringing the fire, bringing the heat, telling it how it is, and we'll catch you guys on tomorrow's program.